the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. Thank God for allowing us to see this beautiful day that we never seen before. But I truly thank God for His righteousness and His glory. Thank God that you are able to hear the Word of God. That the Lord bless you to wake up this beautiful morning, to receive Him, to honor Him, to magnify Him in all that He is to you. That we are His creatures that He created. That we are spirit, praise God, house, and a body that He created for you. So we need to lift up our hands to the Almighty God and to worship Him, spirit and in truth. Thank God that He woke you up this morning. Rely on Him. Nothing else, not the alarm clock, but Jesus Himself woke you up to receive the blessing of the Father. And I thank God for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank God that you are able to go to the house of God. Some of you are on your way to work. Some of you are on your way to help someone in the shut-in, or to go out to the water, praise God, just to have a relationship with the Lord. You might be down on the streets as ministers, praise God, to help those who don't know Jesus Christ. Even the homeless, you probably sacrifice your money to buy them food to eat and clothes, praise God, because those are God's children, praise God. But most of all, we need to show the love of God in everything, every person that is alive on this earth. Yes, my brothers and sisters, thank you. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon. Praise God that you are able to hear the Word of God. The Word of God says, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto us today." Come to the place where we come to the Lord in repentance. Whatever we say or did, praise God, we need to confess our sin before Him. We need to learn to forgive one another. We got to learn how to love one another. Make no difference what color we are, what length we are. We are all in the body of Christ. But I truly thank God for His love and His mercy and His grace. But most of all, I truly thank God for His righteousness. My brothers and sisters, I thank God for Jesus Christ because God gave us His Son. His only begotten Son. He gave His Son so that we don't have to die. We don't have to be perished, but we have everlasting life. Thank God for Jesus willingly to be that sacrificial lamb, willingly to lay Himself on the altar for me, you, and anyone else who have a heart, praise God, who have a mind, praise God, to give themselves to Him. Today, the world is really changing. And people now today don't have the heart of God like they used to. Most people don't have the relationship with God. They don't have the love for Him. Yes, they use His name for the purpose, praise God, to fit in. But when it comes to walking rightly before Him and to do what He asks us, then we have a second thought that I don't have to do all of that just to be a Christian. All I have to do is say I got Jesus, and that's all matters. But it does matter, and I thank God for Jesus Christ. Them 10 virgins, but the 5 was foolish. Yes, they were virgins, praise God, but they didn't take God serious enough like the 5 wives. And for us to be wise like the 5 wise virgins, we need to apply our lives to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We got to learn to walk uprightly before Him and to trust Him
and to rely on Him, because this is the only way out. Jesus is our passport. And without that passport, you can't go nowhere. Praise God. But because with Jesus Christ, we might have a chance to enter into the kingdom of God. But we must be holy as our Heavenly Father is holy as well. And I truly thank God for Jesus. In the book of Revelation, and everybody should know the book of Revelation, it tells about us. We are the book of Revelation. And a lot of things that we see right now in our present is already spoken in the book of Revelation. The prophecy will fulfill, praise God, whether you believe or not, whether you be here or not. The prophecy will come forth because God spoke the spoken word through His Son, Jesus Christ. And we must receive what God has said according to His word. And I thank God for Jesus. And the Lord is showing us, and I thank God, in Revelation, the 16th chapter, pertaining to the things that the Lord showed John of how this all going to come about. Well, some of those prophecies already came to pass, but more to come. But the thing I want to ask you a question. Are you ready for the things that God going to pour out on this earth? Are you strong enough to handle the consequence that God wants us to bear? Praise God. Sometimes people want the leader to sugarcoat the word, but God will not tolerate with that. We must speak directly of the word of God as God called us to be. Not to sugarcoat it, not to water it down, but to tell what does say the Lord. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. No, it's not God's will that no man be lost. But God give us a choice. He give us a choice to choose life or death. It's really up to that individual. And that's one thing I love about God. He always give us a free will to make a decision who you're going to serve. But I thank God for Jesus Christ. But then I read, praise God, what the Lord say in the fifth verse, and I heard the angel of the right waters say, Thou art righteous, O Lord, which are and waste, and shall be, because Thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and Thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another out of the altar say, Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are your judgment. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched, and great heat, and blasphemy the name of God, which have power over these plagues. And they repent not to give him glory. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the sea of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain. And blasphemy the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repent not of their deeds. And the sixth angel poured out his vials upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the king of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirit of devils, working miracles which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. But the 15th verse, this is what Jesus said. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watches and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they'll see his shame. Jesus letting us know and how he's going to come about. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. It's good that you read the book of Revelation. It will embrace you, enhance you to know what the end bit is coming up. A true scholar, a Bible scholar who fasts and prays will learn how to discern of the things that's coming on this earth. But we don't need to take God for granted. That's why Jesus chose John to show him the vision of how things is going to take place in certain hour, in certain year, a certain month, a certain day. Praise God. Because everything that we read in the book of Revelation is coming to pass. And we are in the book of Revelation. That's what Jesus said in Matthew, the 24th chapter, that this generation is not going anywhere until all these things be fulfilled. We, as believers, we say we believers, we need to really embrace of the things that God is saying to us in this hour. Praise God, according to the book of Revelation. Jesus said, I'm coming as a thief when you're not watching. I'll catch you unaware. I will catch you off guard. But you must know how to do and what to do, praise God, and the way I want you to do and when it comes to my word. We that are warriors, we are prayer warriors, intercessors, people, we are watchmen. Praise God, we are seers. Wherever we are apostles, prophets, wherever we in office, we must take heed to what God is saying. God don't want us to sugarcoat anything when it comes to his word. He want us to be direct, praise God, and let the people know what their job is when it comes to God. So my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, we should not take God for granted in the hours we are in. Look around you. Look at the economy. Look at the situation that we are dealing with right now. Is that all related to the revelation of the Bible? Yes, it is. And God let us know all these things since Daniel all the way up to the book of Revelation is bringing forth the fulfillment of the prophecy. So my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, let's not take God for granted. Take heed to what Jesus said, because I'm come as a thief when you're not watching. We need to put on our warfare clothes. We need to put on the clothes of righteousness. Not the clothes of spreading the fence, but the clothes of righteousness. Let's hold firm to the word of God. Let us hold faith in what God said. And I thank God for Jesus. My brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, read the book of Revelation. Don't be afraid of it. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you understand it. May the mercy of God be upon each and every one of you. Have a great and blessed day.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or need prayer, you can reach me at 772-475-7083. Join me again next Saturday at 8:45 a.m. to hear the Word of God.